Today is a big day for Pluto. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Jay Pasikoff, professor of astronomy at Williams College, details the New Horizons spacecraft's flyby of the dwarf planet.
I'm just back from New Zealand, where my students, colleagues, and I used three telescopes on the ground and one on a plane to observe Pluto going in front of a star, an event called an occultation. By the way that the starlight was gradually extinguished, we learned about Pluto's atmosphere. Today is the biggest day of all in the history of studies of Pluto, because at about 8 a.m. Eastern time, NASA's New Horizons spacecraft went right by that dwarf planet, going only 8,000 miles from its surface. When Pluto was discovered in 1930, it was mistakenly thought to have nearly as much mass as our Earth. Once a moon was discovered around it over 35 years ago, we found that the Pluto actually has only a fifth of a percent of our Earth's mass. We think that there are 100 or so objects nearly as big as Pluto in the outer solar system, which we only recently have telescopes and computers powerful enough to survey. We therefore promoted Pluto to be the brightest of a new class of object called dwarf planets. The third graders of this world don't have to learn all their names. So far, Ceres, which has its own NASA satellite orbiting it now, Eris, Makemake, and Haumea. We don't even know which is bigger, Pluto or Eris, because Pluto's atmosphere keeps starlight from passing through its lowest reaches. New Horizons will tell us that and more. The spacecraft is very far from Earth. Radio signals from it take about 4.5 hours to reach us, compared with only 8 minutes for light from the sun. Its transmissions are so weak and slow that it will take weeks for samples of the best images to reach us, and 1.5 years for all the data to come back. So if New Horizons runs into a piece of dust near Pluto, it could die, and we wouldn't get any more images or other data back to Earth. The spacecraft is radio quiet today, so it can point its instruments toward Pluto, its moon Charon, and its smaller moons, especially Nix and Hydra, each only a few miles across. Then it will pivot so that its antenna faces Earth, and 4.5 hours later, we will know if it survived.
That was Jay Pasikoff of Williams College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
For the next 5 decades, mysterious Pluto captivated our minds as late as 1978.